This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. The man accused of deliberately setting fire to Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro's Harrisburg residence targeted the governor based on perceived injustices to the Palestinian people. That's according to search warrants released by Pennsylvania State Police. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
Shortly after setting fire to the governor's mansion, state police say Cody Bomber called 911. In that call, revealing a potential motive, the perception that Governor Josh Shapiro has plans for Palestinians. That detail was revealed in newly released warrants for Bomber's story. Unit, electronic devices, and parents' home where the 38-year-old suspect had recently been living. Governor Josh Shapiro addressed the incident while speaking at the opening of a new Hershey plant.
Nothing he could do would deter me from doing my job as governor. Nothing he could do would deter me from proudly and openly practicing my faith.
Family members have said Bomber was struggling with mental illness and has been in and out of mental health facilities. The attack was early Sunday morning, about 2 a.m., hours after Shapiro and his family celebrated the first night of Passover at the mansion. State police say Bomber scaled a 7-foot fence, broke windows of the governor's residence, and threw Molotov cocktails inside, entered, and then left.
Bomber is facing multiple charges, including attempted murder and terrorism. A repeat sex offender is behind bars on charges he sexually abused a teenage girl while he was out on bail. KYW's Mike DiNardo has that story.
32-year-old Craig W. Coleman of Philadelphia has a 2017 conviction for manufacturing child pornography and sexual assault. Then in 2023, the state attorney general charged him with having child sexual abuse material. He pleaded guilty to those charges this past January and was out on bail awaiting sentencing. But then a month later, according to state attorney general Dave Sunday, Coleman contacted a 15-year-old girl online and repeatedly sexually abused her, recording some of the encounters, and then he tried to keep her from cooperating with police. Coleman was arrested this week and charged with a series of offenses, including human trafficking.
He's now being held on $10 million bail. Pennsauken police have identified the pedestrian struck and killed last week in a hit and run. They're asking for the public's help in finding the driver. Investigators say 46-year-old Jill Waters of Philadelphia was hit on Route 130 near North Park Drive on Tuesday, April 11th at about 8 p.m. She was pronounced dead at the scene. So far, little is known about the driver, who authorities say sped off northbound in a dark-colored SUV. Anyone who might have more information is asked to contact Pennsauken police. We told you about it last week, and now it's happening. The Philadelphia Parking Authority has started issuing warnings from automated cameras to drivers parked in bus lanes. The owners of vehicles that are stopped or double parked will be mailed warning notices generated by cameras mounted inside SEPTA buses. After a 3-week warning period, violators will get real fines of $76 in Center City and $51 elsewhere starting May 7th. The PPA will begin similar enforcement of drivers who park in trolley zones or on trolley tracks later this year. A popular water gun game played by high school students this time of year is causing safety concerns. KYW's John McDevitt tells us about Senior Assassin and what one South Jersey Township Police Department is reminding participants to do.
Senior Assassin is a game where high school seniors armed with water guns try to take out their opponent by squirting them. It often runs several days, and when someone is shot with water, it has to be videotaped. The last person not to get wet wins the game. Game organizers specify Senior Assassin cannot be played parade on school property or at school activities. Workplaces are off limits too. The Washington Township Police Department is reminding participants to keep the game safe, smart, and respectful. Police don't want the players trespassing, acting suspicious, or carrying toys that resemble real guns. They remind the students to only use brightly colored water guns and to be mindful that their actions could alarm others.
The game is not endorsed by schools or law enforcement. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
Contact your local Honda dealer today.
See dealer for financing details.